And now to that Russian jet shot down by Turkey. Turkey says the plane was violating its airspace. Russia denies that, and Vladimir Putin has called the act a stab in the back by accomplices of terrorists and is demanding an explanation. Meanwhile, news of the jet's downing has affected the markets. Oil prices rose today. Here to tell us why is Ali Velshi, host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. He joins us from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hey, Andira, good to talk to you.
Yeah, so tell us, why did oil prices rise this morning after the downing of this Russian jet?
Well, oil prices have remained stable at a low level for months now. Even the near failure of the Iran deal didn't move them very much. But this one is treated much more seriously by oil markets around the world. And that is because Syria is becoming a very Cold War-esque proxy war by major world powers. Iran is involved because of its support for the Assad regime. They're a minority proto-Shiite group. Russia is involved, obviously. It is supporting the Assad regime. The West is opposing the Assad regime, but at the same time, Turkey, which is a NATO member, is fighting the Kurds, which the West is supporting. So there's a real fear of confusion about somebody hitting the wrong jet and causing an accident, or a case like this where it doesn't look like it was an accident. Turkey claims its F-16s shot down a Russian warplane. The Russians now say that was the case. So the fact that a real war between real powers might actually begin over Syria is what's got oil markets worried.
So we have gotten so used to lower oil prices over the last year, but it sounds like you're saying the market is now factoring in a growing risk premium based on instability in the Middle East.
Yes, it won't really affect all that much in the immediate future because oil prices are so low. So right after the news of this, we saw oil prices go up a few percent and that settled down. But a few percent on a $42 base is not that big a deal. When oil was $100, that made a big deal. You could sort of extrapolate what that would mean at the pump. But at this point, the world's fear really is sustained low oil prices as opposed to a small increase in the price of oil. There are a lot of countries and a lot of companies and a lot of individual investors who have 401ks invested in oil companies who are a little bit worried about oil at $40 or $45. So there's no economic panic from the increase in oil. It is interesting, though, that this is the kind of thing that gets very sophisticated oil investors worried.
All right. Well, let's talk about that. Oil is still suffering, as you say, from an oversupply on the market. You have OPEC and other major producers like Russia pumping crude at near record highs. We also have, once the sanctions are lifted on Iran, that oil is going to be coming back onto the market. So what's happening to this mismatch between supply and demand? What should we expect for 2016?
And, of course, one other thing is that Iraq is producing much more oil than we ever thought it would. So
we've
got too much oil in the world. A lot of this is due to the United States, the fracking boom, the amount of oil that America puts out. And that has increased so much in the last few years that America is almost as big an oil producer as Saudi Arabia. The difference is Saudi Arabia—
That's incredible.
Has,
to anyone who lived through
really
the 1970s, to hear
right.
those words is pretty incredible.
You would never have thought so. The issue is that America has what's called tight oil, like Canadian oil. Which is oil sands. America has fracking. It is hard to get that oil out of the ground. It's expensive. Oil needs to be above $55 a barrel at least to make that profitable generally. Saudi Arabia doesn't. It digs a hole in the ground and oil comes out. So Saudi Arabia is what you call the marginal oil producer. They can increase or decrease more easily than anyone else. And they've decided they're tired of losing market share to the Americans. So they are going to keep their supply high. This is all leading to an OPEC meeting on December 4th in Vienna, which is going to be very contentious because the poorer OPEC countries say, we can't afford this.
All right. Well, on that point, quickly, in the little time we have left, we heard from a Venezuelan official that he is afraid we're heading towards $25 a barrel oil, and Ecuador has said we need to have a price floor. How is this going to shake out?
It's going to be a problem. Saudi Arabia doesn't want to lose this market share. They are not prepared to cut oil supply. And if they don't cut oil supply, oil prices are going to stay low. The $25 a year ago, I would have told you Martians are talking about that. Now it's actually a real possibility. So the next few weeks are going to be very interesting to see where oil goes and whether Saudi Arabia caves to OPEC pressure. You've never seen OPEC this divided.
All right. That's Ali Velshi, the host of Ali Velshi on Target on Al Jazeera America. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.